A listener's note. All websites and phone numbers herein are accurate at the time of publication, but may change in the future or cease to exist. The listing of website references and resources does not imply publisher endorsement of the site's entire contents. Groups and organizations are listed for informational purposes, and listing does not imply publisher endorsement of their activities. For a copy of the endnotes or other resources, go to moodypublishers.com and search by the title Putting Your Past Behind You. Click on the download in the free resources section. All scripture quotations, unless otherwise indicated, are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible English Standard Version. Scripture quotations marked NASB are taken from the New American Standard Bible. Scripture quotations marked KJV are taken from the King James Version. To all who seek to believe that the grace in God's heart is greater than the pain in their past. Introduction. Thousands of people live with the fear that their past will return to haunt them. And even if their secret should never come to light, it invades the mind to torment them, to defeat them, and remind them that they've disappointed God and themselves. Every time they take a step forward, they feel as if they must drag a ball and chain with them. The fragmentation of the family and the widespread loss of values has transformed us into a heartless culture bent on self-fulfillment at any cost. Little wonder many people have a past characterized by betrayal, abuse, and a litany of destructive decisions. This book is based on the conviction that ultimately only Christ can enable us to put our past behind us. I do not mean that the impact of our past is obliterated, for we will always carry with us the sum total of our experiences. But our past need not cripple our walk with God. Indeed, it can be the motivation we need to pursue God more fervently. God does not always free us from all the effects of the past, but its power can be broken. Indeed, it is often in the lives of those who have suffered most keenly that God does his deepest work. Thousands can testify that God does make us whole if we give him all the pieces, as seen in this poem by Faith L. Mishler. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." Let us now embark on a journey that will enable us to find God in our past and build a better future. Chapter 1. Living with a Tattoo. When I asked a woman about the tattoo on her arm, she explained, "My former boyfriend did it. He was an abusive alcoholic." She was now happily married to another man, but every day she was reminded of the pain in her past. She would have preferred to remove that tattoo, but it was burned into her skin. We've all met people whose past is tattooed onto their souls. They've experienced abuse, lived in immorality, or acquired addictions. Some are women who live with the memory of an abortion. Others are men who have fathered children out of wedlock or ruined their families. I heard a news report of a young woman who turned her own father over to the authorities because she had seen him commit a murder when she was a child. Think of the memories tattooed onto her soul. I'm trying to rebuild my life, like a house that has been destroyed within and without, a woman wrote after she heard one of our radio broadcasts. I hope to rebuild from the ground floor and, if possible, not use any of the rotten wood I find all around me. This time, I hope to do the maintenance so that it won't be ruined again. How different our past would be if we could relive it, knowing what we know now. Louisa Fletcher Tarkington expressed the wish of millions when she wrote, "I wish there were some wonderful place called the Land of Beginning Again, where all our mistakes and heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again." Is there such a place? I believe there is. True, we cannot begin again in time, for hours become days,